One of the vetoes announced today would eliminate $430 million in funding for oil tax credits. It's the second year Walker has used his veto power to cut funding for the program. Now, the governor is coming under fire from industry representatives and lawmakers who say the state is backtracking on what it already owes and still must pay. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney reports.
The credits were designed to encourage companies to explore and develop new oil fields in the state. But Walker says Alaska simply can't afford it right now.
You know, in some cases, we're paying as much as 85% of the cost of some of the projects. You know, that's a pretty heavy lift when you're basically borrowing money to pay those costs.
The veto doesn't let the state off the hook for the credits it already owes. It just delays the payments.
Basically, just tearing up your credit card bill. It comes, I don't want to pay it this much.
That's Benji Johnson. He's president of the small Texas-based company Blue Crest Energy that's developing an oil field in Cook Inlet.
The state can bully, their way through, but it's not saving one penny by doing this.
Johnson says Blue Crest has received about $25 million in tax credit payments from the state in the last few years. But he says the state currently owes the company another $35 million, and he anticipates filing for $15 million more by the end of the year. Now, he doesn't know when he'll see those payments.
While we are aware, we're aware that this veto could happen, everything that we heard from the administration during this last session was that, that's not going to happen again. We're going to make sure that it's fully funded. I mean, we were told that by pretty much everyone we've talked to.
Johnson says Blue Crest has been relying on the credits to help fund its drilling operations. He says the company has the money to get started, but may not be able to continue if oil prices stay low or drop further. Some companies have used the promise of tax credit payments to bring in outside investors. Johnson says the veto makes that option less likely for his company.
In the past, banks have been willing to loan that money at fairly low interest rates because they could be absolutely certain that, that the state would pay that. Now, that certainty has absolutely gone away.
Lawmakers were also swift to criticize the veto. Republican House Speaker Mike Chenault says the state looks unreliable when it doesn't make payments it's guaranteed to companies.
I think it probably hurts independence. I think it hurts development of Alaska, whether it's in Cook Inlet or Prudhoe Bay. And I think it'll probably have detrimental effects into the future.
Lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene for a special session on the budget in mid-July when they could, in theory, override the vetoes. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney.